My message this morning is entitled, Giving Your All. In 2019, a 14-year-old from Scotland, Joshua Dyer, wrote a poem as a class assignment for Remembrance Day. I found it very moving and thought it fitting, a fitting way to carry through from having our own young people sing in Flanders Fields this morning. Joshua writes, 1,000 men were walking side by side, singing songs from home, the Spirit as their guide. They walk toward the light, my Lord. They walk towards the sun. They smoke and laugh and smile together, no foes to outrun. These men live on forever in the hearts of those they saved, a nation truly grateful for the path of peace they paved. They march as friends and comrades, but they do not march for war. Step closer to salvation, a tranquil, steady core. The meadows lit with golden beams, a beacon for the brave. The emerald grass untrampled, a reward for what they gave. They dream of those they left behind and know they dream of them. Forever in these poppy fields, there walks 1,000 men. Today, we remember. We remember those who fought and died in the service of their country, who gave their all. Brave men and women gone before their time, missed by family and friends. Today, we remember those left behind, left to care for family, for farms and small businesses, women and children who took on the roles and jobs of men who were serving overseas, families who worked hard to keep spirits up at home and find ways to help with the morale of their loved ones fighting on their behalf. Today, we also remember all those who went to war and came home forever changed. These brave men and women lived lives that included friends and family and everyday life, but also flashbacks, nightmares, post-stress-related illnesses, and for many, the inability to talk about what they had encountered and endured. We are privileged to live in a country free from ongoing war and conflicts, and with that privilege comes the responsibility to work tirelessly to help other countries who live with war every day. It is our responsibility to work for and pray for peace. Last but certainly not least, it is our responsibility to never forget the contributions and sacrifices of the men and women who served Canada in times of war, military conflict, and peace, especially those who didn't return. Veterans know the price paid for our freedom, and they want all Canadians to share in this understanding. They are passing the torch of remembrance to us, the people of Canada, to ensure that the memory of their efforts and sacrifices will not die with them, and that an appreciation of the values they fought for will live on in all Canadians. They gave their all, and they are asking the same of us. For many of us, war is a phenomenon seen through the lens of a television camera or a journalist's account of fighting in distant parts of the world. Our closest physical and emotional experience may be the discovery of wartime memorabilia in a family attic. But even items such as photographs, uniform badges, medals, and diaries can seem vague and unconnected to the world and the life of their owner. For those of us born during peacetime, all wars seem far removed from our daily lives. We often take for granted our Canadian values and institutions, our freedom to participate in cultural and political events, our freedom of religion, and our right to live under a government of our choice. The Canadians who went off to war in distant lands went in the belief that the values enjoyed by Canadians were being threatened. They truly believe that without freedom, there can be no enduring peace, and without peace, no enduring freedom. By remembering their service and their sacrifice, we recognize the tradition of freedom these men and women fought to preserve. They believed that their actions in the present would make a significant difference for the future. But it is up to us to ensure that their dream of peace is realized. On Remembrance Day, we acknowledge the courage and sacrifice of those who serve their country and acknowledge our responsibility to work for the peace they fought hard to achieve. During times of war, individual acts of heroism occur frequently, but only a few are ever recorded and receive official recognition. By remembering all who have served, we recognize their willingly endured hardships and fears taken upon themselves so that we could live in peace. I have worn a poppy at this time of the year my whole life. I have attended school assemblies and stood at our town's cenotaph, and here in Ottawa at the War Memorial on cold November mornings, surrounded by others who came to honor and remember. And I have felt the air filled with pride and pain. I was born in the 50s, and so war to me is distant, and I have been, for the most part, untouched by it throughout my whole life. For my dad, this was a poignant and sad time of the year, as he remembered friends and family lost to war. But it was also a time when his sadness also came from his not being able to go with the others, to give his all as they did. He was the youngest son of an ailing farmer, and he was needed at home. But his life was forever tinged with regret, and I remember the sadness in his eyes every November 11th. This year, this day touches me in a new way, as we prepare for my granddaughter's partner, Zach, to begin his first deployment in a few weeks. He's excited, having chosen the military to be able to give his all to a cause that he believes in. But Taylor is worried, and tears are close to the surface, as she envisions that one of his future deployments might no longer have anything to do with peacekeeping, but instead, all about war. The all that she gives means supporting him and keeping her fears to herself. For me, she represents so many in the world who go to sleep each night with prayers for their loved ones on the lips. May our prayers continue to be with them all. We live in a land of freedom and choice. We are far from perfect. And there are many, many ways that we can improve how we treat people in our everyday lives, as well as through our courts and speaking platforms and governments. But that will not happen unless we stop, take a breath, acknowledge our mistakes, reach out in honesty to others, live up to our agreements and promises, and work together rather than against each other. Peace is not the absence of war, it is a whole new way of seeing things. We can either look at the troubles of the world as so big that they seem insurmountable, or we can do our part, however small, to make a difference. Mother Teresa said, "If you cannot feed 100 people, then feed just one." The size of the contribution is not what matters. The key is to make the contribution, to give your all. Anne Frank said how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. There is no time like the present. Little efforts count. You don't have to wait until you make more money to share a slice of bread. Buddha said, "Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened." Happiness never decreases by being shared. Could love and peace spread from one small light? If we listen to our children and encourage and empower them, their small lights might just save the world. Albert Schweitzer said, "A good example has twice the value of good advice." How can we be good examples to the next generation? Jesus said, "Watch out for the religious scholars. They love to walk around in academic gowns, preening in the radiance of public flattery, basking in prominent positions, sitting at the head table at every church function. And all the time, they are exploiting the weak and helpless. The longer their prayers, the worse they get." Sitting across from the offering box, he was observing how the crowd tossed money in for the collection. Many of the rich were making large contributions. One poor widow came up and put in 2 small coins, a measly 2 cents. Jesus called his disciples over and said, "The truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all." We are not world leaders, and our names will probably not appear in any history book. But it is our responsibility to make sure that the promises for ceasefires and the end of wars made become commitments honored, and that words spoken become actions taken. Our voices might be small, but they can be mighty when joined together. We will see lots more of our powerful and wealthy people in the days ahead offer large sums of money, in a lot of cases, money made from the hard work of others who have not benefited. They will puff themselves up like the leaders Jesus talked about and tell anyone who will listen what a difference they are making. But it will be the pennies from ordinary people, those who cut back in ways that cost them more than they can afford, who will be the bedrock of change. It is the people who give their all, without thought of reward or gain, that will take us forward towards change and peace. Today, we remember. We remember times of war and brave people who fought and died to bring about change, people who gave their all. Today, we look forward and once more pledge that the steps that we take each day will bring us closer to equality and peace. Today, we too offer to give our all, as the widow did in our Mark passage. Our faith, our God, will accept no less.